actually looks like a loss of 2 yards on the play. So second down coming up. Second down and goal from the 2 as Milanese lines up. As a wide receiver, they run it into the end zone for a touchdown, the first score of the game. So the Pelicans put the first point on the board. As they line up to kick the extra point. Kicking the extra point will be kicker Ryan Cagle. So on the extra point try, the kick is good. And the Pelicans take a 7-0 lead with 3:51 remaining here in the first half. So we'll see now if Juwan Curtis or James Del Monte can give the team a spark with another return. All 3 times we've seen the kick return units out, the Vikings have been given great field position, but they have not been able to take advantage of it. So the Pelicans will tee up the ball. That'll be Cagle doing the kicking. And back deep to return, they have Juwan Curtis and James Del Monte as the Vikings look to try to put something on the board here in the first half with 3 minutes and 51 seconds remaining. A reminder that the Vikings did win the toss and elect to receive, so that means that the Pelicans get the ball to start the second half. So this would be a pretty significant drive right here. You don't want to go down 7-0 and give the other team the ball to start the second half. So Cagle kicks it off, and it will be brought back by Juwan Curtis, who takes it down the right side and breaks past all of the defenders. He's going to take it all the way down the field for a touchdown. And the Vikings are an extra point away from tying this one up. There are no flags on the play. Juwan Curtis finally breaks through for the Vikings. And they respond in a big way. As Juwan Curtis runs that one all the way for a touchdown. And the Vikings' first of the season. So that is the spark that I was talking about that the Vikings needed to get back in this one and tied it up all on one play. So they're lining up here for the point after. And the Vikings use a timeout as they had the offensive unit out there. It looks like they were trying to go for 2. This could be interesting here. If the Vikings try going for 2 and don't get it, that could be, means they're down by a point. And last season, the Vikings finished at this point 1-9. The one game they did win was a 13-12 win because the Valley Stream team missed an extra point. So extra point is big here as the Vikings look to even the score. The kickoff was fielded at what looked like about the 25. Kevin Coleman lines up to the right of Nick Milanese, who drops back under pressure. Quick pass out to Coleman. The running back runs left side. And he is brought down. Ball fumbled and picked up by Shamel Smith. And he brings it all the way back to the Pelicans' 40-yard line. So Kevin Coleman had a nice run until he tossed up the football. And it was picked up by Shamel Smith and ran all the way back to the 40-yard line. So the Vikings offense will take over. And once again, with good field position, look to take advantage of it. So a minute 19 seconds to go. As the Vikings go first down and 10 from the 40, the Pelicans 40. As we have another flag come in. So that will do it for the first half, with the Vikings leading it 8-7 over the Pelicans. So we are back here at the turf with the Vikings leading it 8-7. Both sides are getting ready for the kickoff. Vikings won the toss and elected to receive, so the Pelicans will receive the second half kickoff. We'll take a break and get the second half started right after this. So we are back here. Harry Basham has the ball teed up at the 40, and they are about ready to go here in the third quarter. So Basham with the kickoff. It will be returned, picked up at about the 19, and brought back down the left side by Frank Moretti. He takes it all the way to, it looks like, the 48-yard line. That's where the Pelicans will start. So the Pelicans, again, with good starting field position, see if they can take advantage of that as they are down 8-7. So the ball spotted at the Pelicans' own 44-yard line. And that's where they will start. So first and 10 from the 44, Nick Milanese lines up in the shotgun. And he throws a quick pass to the left. Brandon Blake takes it and does not get much, if any, on the play. So it'll be second down and 10 coming up. So second and 10, Milanese lines up in the shotgun with running back Kevin Coleman to his left. They hand it to him, and he runs it right up the middle for a nice gain. He keeps going down to the Vikings 40, down to the 30-yard line as Kevin Coleman breaks through for about a 25-yard run. As the Pelicans are off to a good start here on their first drive here in the second half. So ball at the 20, Milanese, quick pass out to Blake down the left side. He's going to run it all the way in for a touchdown as the Pelicans retake the lead. Brandon Blake with a 20-yard catch and run touchdown. And the Pelicans march right down the field to take a 13-8 lead. So they will send out the kicker to make it a 6-point game instead of trying to go for two. Ryan Cagle will try to make it 14-8 for a 6-point game. So the kick is good, and the Pelicans lead is 6, 14 to 8. So Vikings give up a touchdown to start the second half. So we'll take a break and be back for the kickoff after this. So the Pelicans are about ready to kick it off. Juwan Curtis, who had the kickoff return touchdown the last time, the Pelican kicked it off back deep again, looking to do the same thing. So that drive for the Pelicans was only a minute and 1 second long, so quick drive, and they give it to the Vikings with a 14-8 lead. It'll be interesting to see what adjustments the Vikings make or made at halftime, because the offense scored no points in the first half. And we have a timeout here on the field. So we are back here at the turf after a bit of a lengthy delay. The Vikings are back to receive. Juwan Curtis will look for a repeat of his touchdown, the only Vikings score so far in the game. So a squib kick from Cagle that is picked up at the right side by Curtis, and the Vikings will have pretty good field position as they start their first possession of the second half. So the offense did not convert at all. No scoring from them in the first half. It was Curtis's kickoff return touchdown. That'll be a first down for the Vikings. That is a 5-yard penalty, and Vikings will continue their drive from the 15-yard line, where Drew Ryder lines up as the quarterback, K4 behind him, Navol and Ramirez between Ryder. Fakes the handoff, Ryder keeps it and runs it up the middle for a gain of 3. So we second down and 9 as the run marked is only about a yard. K4 back under center in the shotgun. Ramirez lines up next to him as they send Chris Bradbury in motion. K4 rolls to the right, and he's going to run with it down the right side as he hurdles over the defender. And he's brought down at about a 1, but a flag was thrown, so we'll see if that one comes back. Looks like this one is coming back. As K4 rolled to the right and hurdled over the defender. So it'll be second down and 11. As there's an illegal block in the back, it'll be second and 11 from the 16. As K4 lines up with Ramirez to his left. They send Chris Bradbury in motion. This time K4 rolls to the left and he's brought down. And Capehorn dropped the ball, but it looked like he was down before the ball came out. If it was, in fact, a fumble, the Pelicans landed on it, but it looks like the Vikings will maintain possession if Capehorn's knee was down. Now it's third down and long for the Vikings. They need to get to the 7-yard line to convert. K4 in the shotgun. Jawan Curtis back on the field after he was shaken up a little bit in the slot. K4 is going to run it again to the left side, and he's brought down at the 20-yard line. So not much there as K4 got to the 15-yard line. So the fourth down for the Vikings, and they have the offense out there still. Don't seem to have much confidence in their kicker because they went for two after the touchdown. They're going for it. They've gone for it every time on fourth. So K4 lines up again, drops back, throws down the right side. Nobody is there. And the Pelicans hold them at the 20-yard line. So it looks like a promising drive for the Vikings ends with yet again, no point. So the Pelicans will take over at the 20. Looking to add to their 14-8 lead. Seconds to go here in the third quarter. Pelicans up 14-8 on a Brandon Blake touchdown to start the second half. Direct snap to Kevin Coleman, the running back. He runs We'll see if they target Brandon Blake. He seems to be the number one target for Milanese. He drops back and looks for him deep down the middle. It is incomplete as the Vikings stop the Pelicans on third down and 16. So that brings up fourth down, and it looks like the punt team is coming out. So Juwan Curtis and James Belmonte both are back to return the punt. Curtis has the only touchdown for the Vikings with a kickoff return that he ran back. It'll be Chris Herrera to punt it for the Pelicans. So Herrera the punt. It's good hang time on it. Curtis will field it at the 40. Runs it back in the middle of the field and will be taken down at the Pelicans 49. So about a 10-yard return from Juwan Curtis with 30.9 seconds to go in the third quarter. So that is the end of the third quarter, as the Pelicans have a 14-8 lead over the Fort Washington Vikings. So we are set for the fourth quarter. Vikings line up at the 49 of the Pelicans, K4 in the shotgun. They hand it off to Drew Ryder, who goes back to pass deep down the middle. It is caught by James Belmonte for the touchdown. The flea flicker works as the Vikings tied up at 14. A 49-yard pass works, and the Vikings tied up at 14 as now they set up for the extra point to take a 15-14 lead. Harry Basham lines up to take the extra point. He has not attempted anything yet today. As they get the correct personnel on the field. So this is for the lead. Snap is down. The kick is blocked, and the game remains tied at 14. So, kick got no air onto that one. So, 12 seconds into the fourth quarter, we have a tie game, 14-14. Back after this. So, Vikings are set to kick it off. Harry Basham has a teed up after missing the PAT attempt. Back to return is Brandon Blake for the Pelicans. So the touchdown and the PAT missed, and we have a 14-14 ball game. As Basham squibs it, and it hits the Pelican in the face, and it's recovered by the Vikings. The squib kick hit the Pelicans player in the mat, and the Vikings come out of the pile with it. Harry Basham, the kicker, comes out with the football, as the Vikings will get the ball right back with a chance to take the lead. The Pelicans start off the first half with a touchdown. Could not convert after that. Vikings come back with a score of their own to tie it up, and now they recover after a muff on the kick. So Vikings yet again have good field position as the ball spotted at the 37-yard line. K4 lines up in the shotgun again with Jose Ramirez to his left. K4 takes the snap, drops back, under pressure, throws, and it is incomplete, as that was intended for Chris Bradbury. So the second down and 10 coming up for the Vikings. So it'll be second down and 10 from the 37-yard line as K4 gets the play call from the sideline. They send Bradbury in motion to the left as K4 hands it to Jose Ramirez, who tries the right side and gets nothing on that run. So it'll be third down and 10 coming up. So third and 8 coming up, as they say Ramirez ran for 2 yards. And that will set up a third down situation yet again. Ramirez still in the backfield. To the right of K4, Drew Ryder at the bottom. As they send James Del Monte in motion. Del Monte with a long offense touchdown. K4 drops back, looks, and it's off the hands of Ryder, and almost intercepted by Frankie Moretti. But he could not hold on. So it'll be fourth down and 8. Coming up. Looks like the Vikings will go for it, as they have every time. So fourth down and 8. The offense looking in for the play call, and we have a timeout taken by the Vikings. So we will take a break and be back after this. The Vikings offense back on the field after taking a timeout. It'll be fourth down and 8 Vikings with two timeouts remaining. The Pelicans only have one with 10:13 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Score 14-14. Drew Ryder is in at quarterback right now. He threw the 49-yard touchdown to James Delmonte on that flea flicker. The Ryder lines up with Jose Ramirez to his left. Jacob Kapor lines up as a receiver this time. Ryder takes snap and they punt it. And that will go out of the end zone for a touchback. So the Pelicans will take over at the 20-yard line. So Pelicans take over at the at their own 20, looking to retake the lead after giving up the touchdown and then muffing the kickoff. So Milanese hands it off to Kevin Coleman, who runs to the right side and gets a gain of about 5 on the play. Kevin Coleman has had a couple of nice runs for the Pelicans as the offense huddles up again. Milanese lining up in the shotgun with Coleman to his right. Brandon Blake at the bottom of their formation. As he looks for Coleman, and it's a floater caught as Coleman is brought down right about where the first down marker is. And we'll see, there is no flag. It looked like that Coleman was brought down by the horse collar tackle, but the ref did not call it, so it will be third down and 3 from the 29-yard line. The Vikings get a big stop here on third down. Ball is at the 29. Handed off to Coleman again, who runs to the right side, brought down by Drew Ryder. And we will see where they spot it. That is enough for the first down. The ball at the 31-yard line as the Pelicans' drive continues. Lining up right under center. Kevin Coleman and Tony Tarassiano in the backfield. They hand it off to Coleman, who runs forward for a gain of about 2. So the clock ticks under 8 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Reminder that official time is kept on the field. Pelicans have it at the 34-yard line. Milanese drops back, rolling right under pressure. Throws right side too high. Intended for Brendan Blake. So that will set up a third down and 7 coming up for the Pelicans. So neither team's offense has been able to find much consistency today. 14-14, Vikings only with one offensive touchdown. And they missed the PAT, so that's the reason we are tied here at 14. Vikings also went for 2 on the first touchdown, so this PAT, I guess, canceled that out. So third down and 7 coming up. Milanese lining up in the shotgun. Coleman to his left, snap taken. Quick throw, again, too high for Blake, and that will bring up fourth down. So we'll see if the Pelicans punt it. They have not gone for it, not been as aggressive as they have been. So looks like the punt team is out, as Juwan Curtis is not back to return. This time it is Shamel Smith and James Delmonte back. Juwan Curtis still stretching himself out on the sideline. not sure exactly what the issue is here. So Chris Herrera back to punt. Jamel Smith and James Del Monte return high snap. And not a very good punt as Del Monte calls for a fair catch. It's a 41. He drops it but falls right on top of it. And the Vikings will take it at the 40.5-yard line. So that is where the Vikings take over. This is only second or third time today they have not started on the Pelican side of the field. It's still pretty good field position at the at their own 40.5-yard line. So Jacob Kafor lining up in the shotgun again. Jose Ramirez is to his left as the Vikings look to break this 14-14 tie with 7 minutes and 14 seconds to go here in the fourth. Drew Ryder lines up at the bottom. And Kafor throws to the left side. Short pass intended for Chris Bradbury, but wide and incomplete. So it'll be second down and 10 coming up. That is a pass that should be made about 9 out of 10 times, but Kafor just didn't execute on that one. So that sets up second down and 10 from the 40-yard line. So Kafor in the shotgun, Brian Navoa in the game as the running back. And they fake the handoff to him. Kafor keeps it, tries to run up the middle. And he is brought down at the line of scrimmage. And there is no gain on the play. So third down and 10 coming up for the Vikings as the offense has continued to struggle since they scored on the flea flicker. Third down and about 9 needed for the first inning to get to the Pelicans 49. As Kafor lines up in the shotgun. Low snap and Kafor's gonna have to run back for it. He's running all the way backwards. Now he's gonna try to run forward. Down the right side, brought down at the 31-yard line. And that is a big loss as the snap was not even close to on target. And that sets up a fourth down and very long coming up for the Vikings. So it looks like we'll see a punt with Harry Basham running onto the field. And Brandon Blake is back to return. With 5 minutes and 49 seconds to go here in the fourth. Interesting formation for the Pelicans as they're going for the block here. Basham gets the kick away and this will pin the Pelicans back at their own 30-yard line. That's where it will be touched, about the 30-yard line. The Pelicans will start there. We'll take a break and be back. The Pelicans line up with Kevin Coleman to the right. They hand it to him, and he runs it up the middle for a gain of 4. So the Pelicans will have a 2nd and 6 coming up, with just over 5 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter, and the game still tied at 14. Coleman again lines up to the left of Milanese. Brandon Blake at the top of the formation. They fake it to him. Now they go for him deep down the right side. Blake can't make the catch. Incomplete. As they tried the deep ball again and hit Blake in the chest, but he could not hang on to it. So it'll be 3rd down and 5 coming up. So 3rd and 5 from the 35. Pelicans looking to convert on 3rd down. Milanese ran back to the sideline to get a play call. and he now relays that to the rest of the offense. Coleman lines it to his left. Rest of the offense spread out wide. Milne takes a snap, steps up, runs up the middle, and he's going to be dropped about a yard or two short of the first down marker. So we'll see if the Pelicans keep the offense down, try QB sneak for a first down. So they spotted about a yard shy of the first down as Brian Navoa limps off the field. Milanese again gets the play call from the sideline, and it'll be fourth down and one for the Pelicans as they look to convert on fourth down. So a big spot here in the game with just under 4 minutes to go. They try the QB sneak, and Milanese looks like he will have enough for the first down as the drive will continue. So the Pelicans convert on the QB sneak yet again. And that will set up a first and 10 from the 41-yard line. As it continues, just under 3.5 minutes to go. Milne's tried to run with Coleman. He is stopped behind the line of scrimmage. That will go for, looks like about a 3 or 4 yard loss. Kevin Coleman was hit immediately as he took the handoff from Milanese. That'll set up a second and long for Pelicans. Under 3 minutes to go now. Milanese lined up in the shotgun. Pelicans only one timeout remaining, Vikings with two. Score is 14-14. Milanese takes snap, rolls right, they hand it behind him to Brandon Blake, who goes down the left side. He's got some open room ahead down the field to the 30, and he's pushed out of bounds by Drew Ryder about the 28-yard line. So they run the wide receiver sweep run, and the Pelicans get a nice gain. Gain of over 25 on the play. So the Pelicans in a good position here to try to put some points on the board. The defense for the Vikings needs to stop here on another first and 10 for the Pelicans. Milne's under center. Quick handoff to Tony Tarassiano up the middle for a gain of 3. That'll be 2nd and 7 coming up for the Pelicans. In terms of field goal situation that might come up, Ryan Cagle, the kicker, was hitting it in pregame down the middle from about 30 yards out, so they need to get about another 5 yards to get within that range. So Milanese rolling right, looking for Blake, and he has him for a first down at the 15-yard line as the Pelicans offense keeps marching down the field as the clock stops at 1:12. First game of the year for the Vikings. Pelicans coming in 1-0, looking to pick up their second win. Vikings looking to get off to a good start this season with a win. 14-14 is the score right now, but the Pelicans have an opportunity to change that as they have the ball at the Vikings' 15-yard line. Milanese under center, hands it off to Kevin Coleman, runs it up the middle. for a gain of about 12 on the play. Juwan Curtis now limps off the sideline again. Brian Navola back. He came off earlier. So now first down and goal from what looks like the 4-yard line for the Pelicans. And 52.6 seconds remaining here in the fourth. Again, official time is kept on the field. First and goal from the 4. They do a direct snap. Quarterback where Milanese is in for the touchdown. And the Pelicans take the lead 20-14 with 45.1 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. And an injured Viking is down. So we will come back for the point after, right after this. So Zach Cantillo was injured on the play, being helped to the sideline. Meanwhile, the Pelicans line up to take the point after. Ryan Cagle has knocked in both so far today. This will make it a 7-point game, and would make things interesting after Harry Basham's PAT earlier was missed. So Cagle for the extra point to make it 21-14. The kick is good. And the score is now 21-14. Just about a minute to go, and we'll see if the Vikings can get something going in that time. They do have 2 timeouts, and a good kick return here could give them the opportunity to try for a game-tying score. So the kick return team for the Vikings is on the field. Ryan Cagle will kick it off from the 40. The Vikings have Shamel Smith and James Del Monte back to return. So Cagle has it teed up, and we'll see what they try to do here with just under a minute to go. So they do a squib kick. It is picked up by Matt Deaver, and he runs to the right side and brought down at the 29-yard line. So the Vikings with a 71-yard field in front of them. They will try to make it to the end to in 49.3 remaining. So we'll see if the Vikings have any more trick plays drawn up, as we saw the flea flicker work earlier. K4 lines up in the shotgun. Jose Ramirez is to his right. Drew Ryder is at the bottom of the formation. And James Del Monte is lined up in the slot to the left. K4 drops back, looks for Ryder at the sideline, but he cannot get out of bounds. And the clock will continue to run as the Vikings take a time. So, official time is kept on the field. Drew Ryder could not get out of bounds, and the Vikings foresees one of their 2 timeouts remaining. The Vikings line up after the timeout looking for a tying score. They need a touchdown and an extra point conversion to tie. And now the Pelicans, trying to get the right personnel on the field, and they want to talk it over, so we have yet another timeout. So 45 seconds to go. As Kapor lines up in the shotgun, dropping back, looking deep down the left side, it's James Del Monte, overthrows him, underthrew him, and it will be second down, third down, and one coming up. Del Monte was double covered there. And the Vikings have 8.8 to go to try to tie this one up. K4 getting the play call from the sideline. Pelicans lead 21-14. Jose Ramirez to the left of Capel, who almost had it picked off. It is incomplete, in and out of the hands of number 32, Owen Anastas, as Drew Ryder could not handle it after that tip. It'll be fourth down and one. This is the game right here. Pelicans lead at 21-14, looking to improve 2-0 on the year. Vikings looking for their first win in their first game of the year. So Kapor lines in the shotgun. Drew Ryder at the bottom of the formation. James Del Monte in the slot to the left. They have three receivers to the left. Kapor takes snap. Quick pass to Del Monte. He's going to have to get past the first down marker, and he will not, as the Pelicans hold them, as that was a loss of about three. And the Pelicans will take over with 25.3 seconds remaining. And it looks like they will improve to 2-0 on the season. So the ball at the on the Vikings 37. And looks like Pelicans will just knee it here to pause. The Vikings do have one timeout remaining. They did use one earlier because Drew Ryder could not get out of bounds. Milley's right under center. And he will take a knee. And we'll see if that is the end of this one. So that will be it. The Pelicans with a late touchdown run by their quarterback, Nick Milanese, win it 21-14. Pelicans improve to 2-0 on the year. Vikings in their first game start off at 0-1. Thank you for listening to this broadcast here from the turf. I'm Eric Vince-Nobel saying goodbye as the Vikings drop their first game of the season.